Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Awilda.
And my name is Shalane.
And this is
Let's Talk
and Inspire. What's going on, everybody?
Happy day.
Happy, happy, and blessed day. That is so true. We are live, and that is the greatest gift right now.
Live and in color.
Ya lo sabe. How are you, my love?
I'm good. You know what I realized? This is like total side note, but like I noticed that when I don't drink beer, I know this is like totally off, but when I don't drink beer, I feel like my body is just in a different place, like better, obviously, but it just goes to show that like just the minimal change makes a difference. And people think that like, you know, a body change or, you know, a change within yourself has to be drastic. But the truth is that, like, change is just one day at a time, step by step.
Amen. That's true.
Isn't Absolutely. That crazy? It's the simplest things. And I feel it like is. We complicate ourselves as humans and we think that change has to be drastic and change has to be this, like, full force, full throttle type of thing. And it's really just starting simple and the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But that's obviously for another topic and another day. Just thought I would mention that.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. So for today's topic, we're going to be dropping some info on, do you conform to things or are you a mold breaker? Like, do you break the mold?
Right.
So when we come into that, I know Shalane is always like, you always tell me to go first. So I'm going to go and just go first really quick because I just want to be able to say that when we ask that question on our live, we understand it to be, well, I understand it to be that I am both. I conform on certain grounds and I break the mold in other grounds. Now, I choose to be both. Why? Because I'm more of the let go and let God type of person. So when I conform, I'm conforming because it is not a battle that I choose to fight right at this moment, because A, it's either not worth it, or B, I want God to be the one to tell me like what is it that's gonna happen. So I just rather just let God take over. Whereas I break the mold when I know that it's going to be either A, impactful, or I'm going to make these changes that, like, I'm breaking that mold because there's a change that's coming after, a changed behavior, whatever it may be, but something good or sometimes bad is going to come out of that. So I choose to say that I am a balance of both.
Okay.
Take it away, Shalane.
This is the thing. I understand, again, everything is a balance. So I understand conforming and I understand being breaking the mold, because obviously there's, just like they always say, there's a time and a place for everything. I find myself to be more of a mold breaker when I care about what is being said or done. For example, I'm a go with the flow type of girl for the most part. You know, I never know where I want to eat. I never know what I want to do. I never really have too much of an opinion as to, you know, what the adventure of the day-to-day should be, unless we're in a new city, right? Like, if we're in a new city or if we're in a new country, then obviously you want to get the best out of your trip because everything has, you know, a historic landmark or something that you want to make sure you tap on. But as far as, like, day-to-day, like, oh, what do you want to do tomorrow? Like, I never really care, just because I'm pretty much good wherever you put me. You know what I mean? So I would say that I conform when it comes to the things that I don't particularly care too much about, and I don't care about a lot of things with regard to travel or whatever the case may be. But I break the mold when it comes to, like, myself and, you know, more, like, respect, or is it affecting my person? You know, am I being affected personally? Like, is it a bother? Is it a burden? You know, when situations are like that, then I am a mold breaker. Like, I don't care to say no if everybody's saying yes. Like, right. I don't care. Like, I don't care to be the difficult one in a situation that I feel passionate about. And I'm not really apologetic about it either. You know what I mean? If I'm passionate about something and I'm strong about whatever it is that I am feeling or thinking, you know, I pretty much stick to whatever it is that I am passionate about, only because I'm not an emotional person. I'm emotional when it comes to empathy a lot of times, mm-hmm. but emotional when it comes to decision making most of the time. I'm more of a rational person. So I want to say 7 times out of 10, the decisions that I'm making, for me, being rational, are that I'm going to back down.
We're losing
from.
You. We're losing you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can Hello? Hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, passionate about something, I'm not necessarily backing down from it, because chances are I've thought about it and it's a rational decision. You know what I mean? It's rational. It's not emotional. Like, I feel like when people conform, they conform because they are more emotional about the situation.
That can be it. I mean, I see it. I definitely get that, and I totally respect that. I see it as, you know, me conforming. A lot of it is I just want guidance. I want clarity. Like, I just want God to tell me, like, what is the best way to handle it. So sometimes I'd rather just keep my mouth shut, because sometimes silence matters, and it's not a battle that I want to fight. You know, it's just not a battle that I want to divulge on. I want to be right. It's like, if we're in an argument and I'm heated, you're heated, I'd rather silence and not say anything at all to respect both of us, but right. about, like, think about what it is that I'm gonna tell you. You get what I'm saying? But at that moment, I conformed, because I didn't, you know, break the mold. I didn't come out of my face, or I didn't go ahead and tell you exactly how I felt. You get what I'm saying? Because again, as much as I want to be respectful to you, I also want to respect myself. And as a right. human, we have to walk, and we have to make sure that we are being respectful to every human being that we come in contact. Because as we were mentioning in the live, we don't know what somebody else is going through. You know, like, right. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't want to be disrespectful to you, and I don't want whatever I say to come across wrong. And I want to make sure that we're both in a steady place where we both can have a dialogue where we're both respecting each other. But right. so, you know, like, that's why I choose conformity a lot of the times, and I conform to things, because I'm always the one to think about the other, because I don't know what anybody's going through. And if I'm upset, it has nothing to do with you. You get what I'm saying? Now, if it has to do with you, I will figure it out to a point where once I'm done being upset, then I'll come and I'll speak to you. And then if I have to become a mold breaker and break the mold in that situation, then I will. But if not, and we just don't see eye to eye, I'll conform and I'll let God. Because at that point, it's already been established that we're not going to see eye to eye. You know, I'm not going to keep on digging it in the hole, or, right. you know, continue to, like, stab it in you or myself. Like, no, it is what it is, and I let go and let God. But definitely, like, there's times, a lot of the times that I tell you, like, damn, Shirlin, like, I wish that I had that spark of you where you don't care, like, and you tell people, like, what you need to tell them. Le das una galleta sin mano, so eloquent, and I'm like, damn, yo, that sounded dope, you know, like, and you have an art for that, because you're really a realist, you know, and you let people know what they need to be told, you know, and not everybody has that art, like, and I call it an art because you do have that, and it's dope, because tú le dices a la gente lo que es, and that's it. You know?
Well, you know, yeah, well, you know,
but it's dope.
Well, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. But you know what, too? I just feel like, I think that the reason this is a thing, like, I am that way because I don't mind. And I actually appreciate, I appreciate when people tell me the how they feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When people say, nah, like, you were wrong for that, or that, or when you did that, or when you said that, it sounded this and the third. Like, I've been called insensitive plenty of times. You know what I mean? No, and at that point, and you know, sometimes we're not aware, right? Because it's like you said, it's important to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Because other people are not going to understand it the way you do, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's the good part. The problem, or not, right? Because it's a gift and a curse,
mm-hmm.
that I have, is that 2 out of 10, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. We're losing you, by the way. We're losing you very far.
The craziest thing is that I can hear you so clear.
Yep. And I can't hear you.
Oh, at all?
Listeners can hear you. No, it's like you're going in and out, like, the reception-wise. Like, we lose you.
So, you know, my thing is that I just feel like at the end of the day, yeah, like, I could be more mindful, you know? But some people just need to be put in their place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to curse at them to put them in their place.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful thing. Not everybody's like that, though.
Right. Like, I could tell somebody, like you said, tres galletas sin mano. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could be nice and nasty.
Damn, I haven't heard that. Damn, we didn't say that in the live. Nice, nice, nasty. I remember you used to say that a lot before.
Well, because my personality is, I'm definitely passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm for sure, 100%.
Got it.
Yeah. But it's good to be, it is good to have a balance. You know what I mean? I you know, I admire you also because I know that there's times that you say things with love, you know?
Right.
I have love, you know, but you exude love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's very much needed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard. It's hard when you know, it's just conversations that we've had. Like, when you're telling me, oh, Wilda, and you didn't say anything. And I'm like, no, I didn't say anything. Because right then and there, it doesn't need to be said. Nothing needs to be said. And how we were in the live, like, a lot of the time, silence is a galleta sin mano, you know? And
yeah.
It irks people. You know, when people stay silent, it irks them a lot. So, yeah, I mean, I would want to know what our listeners, like, if you're in the car, if you're at home, or if you're talking about it, and you're on the podcast or, you know, on IG, we also have it up on our IG page where we're live and speaking about it. Let us know, are you a conform? Like, do you conform to things and stay silent? Or, you know, do you break the mold and speak your mind? You know, like, at the end of the day, neither or is bad. It's a lot of the times it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So
right.
I feel that either or is a blessing because they're both forms of communication at some point, you know? And we need that more. We need communication, whether it be to remain silent and then discuss something, or whether it is to speak your mind and be respectful. At the end of the day, communication is a foundation. So
absolutely.
Yes. Well, thank you everyone for listening in. We appreciate you all. Please tell your friends to tell their friends to follow us. And we are on IG at Let's Talk and Inspire, and also on Facebook, the same, Let's Talk and Inspire. And get ready for our next topic next week. Shalyn, let them know, what is it going to be?
Void fillers. The dangers of void fillers.
And when I tell you guys that IG went crazy with that topic, they're going to be tuned in, and I hope you all are too. So thank you so much. Please stay safe. Please stay blessed. Please keep praying. And we will talk to you all next week.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.